In 1984, at the age of 20, Mark Staskell, who suffers from schizophrenia, was found not guilty by reason of mental defect after admitting to murdering his sister. 6 months ago, based on a psychiatric evaluation, a Rock County judge ordered Staskell's conditional release as soon as the state can find him an appropriate place to live. Staskell's parents fear that their son may kill again. The forensic director for the State Department of Health and Family Services, Rod Miller, won't comment on Staskell's case specifically, but he says the state has a good record of monitoring people on conditional release.
Our figures literally are the best in the country. Our new crime rate over a number of years is less than 2% of people who are out that actually commit another crime and get arrested. In a violent crime, it's actually typically 1% or less.
Miller says if there's any sign that people released are going off their medication or violating rules of their release, they're immediately returned to the state hospital. But so far, the state has been unable to find a place for Staskell to live in Rock County. Judge Michael Byron has ordered the state to expand its search for housing to other counties. A status conference on the Staskell case is scheduled for August 14th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.